Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California bans home Bible studies and fellowship groups. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this incredible situation. Holly, you know, in foreign countries, we have ministry that we have as part of Liberty Counsel, Liberty Relief International, and we work with different organizations that help persecuted Christians around the world. And it's not uncommon for our brothers and sisters to be hunkered down in their home where they can only gather together for illegal worship service because it's banned. Right. And somebody knocks on the door, and if they answer that door, it may be one of the law enforcement, the agents, whatever it is with the government, because you're holding an illegal meeting. Now, we see that happening around the world, and we help our persecuted brothers and sisters in places where they are oppressed and even persecuted and even in some cases killed for their faith in Jesus Christ.
It's tragic. And you listen to our conversations about this and you think, what country are they talking about?
Because what we have in California is home Bible studies and fellowship meetings are banned.
In the United States.
In the United States. So, you know, when some of these lockdowns first came into existence, people said, well, it's only 2 weeks, because that's what we were told, only 2 weeks.
No problem.
We can go online. Well, that was a problem right then and there because not every church can go online. Mm-hmm. We represent a church in Virginia where the pastor had a criminal charge, and that church does not have internet option, and many of the people don't have internet options. So that's not an option for everybody. But on the other hand, then people said, well, you can worship in your home, and maybe things are going to be more home Bible study fellowship. And I think that's true. I think more and more people are going to continue to do home Bible studies and fellowships.
And a lot of churches have home groups.
And a lot of churches already have
home groups. So they're already doing that.
Like this particular church we represent in California.
Which is an essential part of their ministry.
Yeah, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry are the clients we represent in California, and we sued California Governor Gavin Newsom for his unconstitutional orders. Harvest Rock Church, like many churches, have life groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so those life groups are different people that gather together in the people's private homes for fellowship, and you have a more intimate, closer fellowship in the home like that. But in California now, that's banned. And if you're on the monitoring list, the county's on the monitoring list, and there's now 30-plus counties, and those counties could increase, governing about 80% of the population, then in those counties, there is no in-person service. And I'm not just talking about in-person service at the church. That's banned. But I'm talking about in-person service, worship, Bible studies in your home if you have more than one household gathered in your home. In other words, if you have your neighbor over for an evening Bible study or whatever time of the day, or you invite your friend or friends over to your house for a Bible study, then that is banned. And the problem that you have here is these bans would be very visible to your neighbors. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, if your next door neighbor just walked across the yard and went into your house, maybe not so much unless somebody's looking and spying at you. But if you have some friend or friends come over and they park a car or two or five cars out in front of your house, you always are going to have these neighbors. These are like the self-appointed police, the self-appointed Gestapo. Oh, they're going to call a number, and they're going to report the neighbor because they're fearful now that, well, you're going to be spreading the coronavirus. And so you get a knock on your door right in the middle of your Bible study or your fellowship, and it's the enforcers in California. And the governor has vowed to enforce these restrictions. So this is happening, Holly, in America, in California.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have the privilege to represent Harvest Rock Church, which also entails 162 churches in California. So if you look at the big picture, this is not just our client and all their churches, but it's almost the entire state that's affected our churchgoers.
Yeah, it really is the entire state, because
it's a true Nazi order going on here.
You have 30-plus counties under the no worship.
That's like 80%
and
of the state.
20-plus counties that's under limited worship, but no singing and chanting.
But it's still unconstitutional. Even if it's one county, Matt, it's still unconstitutional
exactly
what they're doing.
Well, at first you had one county, and this was a few months ago in California, that actually banned singing in church. One county. Now you got a
and
whole
And wind instruments,
state.
I think, too, yeah.
Yeah, and you couldn't do wind instruments and all that, and it was crazy. But now you've got a governor who issued that order a few weeks ago, no singing or chanting anywhere in California. Oh, by the way, but you can sing and chant and protest. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And in fact, the governor encourages people to gather in protest.
With thousands of other people.
I'm talking about even 100,000.
Packed together.
Yeah. Tens of thousands. And in Los Angeles, 100,000 people gathered together. And they're packed shoulder to shoulder, back to front, jammed in the streets.
Right. And if you have a concern about corona, we'll give you a free test.
We'll give you a free confidential test.
Right.
So no one will need to know about the fact that you participated in a protest. And you know what? The government's not going to actually report that. Now the Los Angeles mayor came out and said, well, he thinks that the spike now actually was occasioned by the protesters.
Well, oh, really?
You wonder? You had 100,000 people jammed in your
Let's
streets.
Let's do the math.
Back to back, shoulder to shoulder. But so the governor issued this order, no singing and chanting around the country. So we were in the process of preparing a federal lawsuit on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, challenging the ban on singing and chanting. Well, if that wasn't bad enough, then the governor, right after that, issued another order. If you're on the county monitoring list, 30-plus counties, 80% of the population, we're not even going to stop at singing and chanting. No in-person service at all.
Well, yeah, every couple of days he was coming out with another order.
Yeah, they constantly change.
It's like it's not enough for him. Give him a little, he wants a little more, a little more, a little more.
That's what happens when you give these governors power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. They don't have this kind of authority to just, by executive fiat, just literally wipe away your constitutional guarantees.
And we know this governor in California does not respect the sanctity of human life. He definitely is not for saving unborn babies. We know that. So we know that he's not going to be for respecting liberty
either. No, because if you don't respect the basic right of all rights, which is the right to life, if you don't respect somebody having the right to live, then how are you going to respect that they have any other rights at all?
Bingo.
Religious freedom, free speech. Now, I guess he does that, but it's only a picking and choosing because he likes the message. Now, if those were people out there protesting abortion, if those were the same people and their message was to protest abortion, the 100,000, if they gathered it in Los Angeles, guess what would happen?
They would have an issue with that.
They would have a big issue, and these people would get citations. Right. But if they're out there protesting something that he's in favor of...
Even in front of his own office, they were out there.
Yeah. And it clearly violates his own orders, but he says that's okay, and he actually encourages people
to
do that.
He's telling, God bless you, keep at it.
Keep going.
You have no right to be oppressed.
Yeah, he says, keep doing it. But so we were in the process of, like I said, preparing this lawsuit against the singing and chanting. That's egregious. But then he came out with this other order, no religious in-person services, and that includes in your home. So in 30-plus counties, no in-person service, which includes no Bible studies, no home fellowship groups, no in-person religious services, and then outside of those 30 counties, in the remaining minority of the counties in terms of population, about 20% of the population, you can have limited service, but no singing and chanting, and that includes in your home. So in those counties, you can have people over to your house for a Bible study, but you better not sing Amazing Grace. Because if you do, you're violating a governor order. Now, let me say this. This is not a Romans 13, obey the government kind of thing.
That's a good point.
This is a Matthew where Jesus talks about render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. In the Old Testament, the king did not function as a priest. The priest did not function as a king. Those were separate jurisdictions. The state is not the church. The governor is not the high priest. The government has no authority to micromanage or establish a religion, and that's in fact what it's doing. This is ultra virus. That's a legal term. This is beyond their authority. This is beyond what they have authorization to do. And it's also beyond the jurisdiction, both constitutionally and otherwise. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.